Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello and welcome to Friends with Friends, a very different sort of Friends with Friends, and quite frankly, the sort of Friends with Friends episode that it just never really entered our heads that we'd ever be required to do, Dave.
No, really didn't, did it? You make a very good point. Like, I never thought, never considered once, actually, that this would happen in our lifetimes. Does that make sense? It's such a weird thing to think, isn't it? But it just, I don't know. I just feel like Friends and all the friends have been around since we were wee bairns, and I just never thought, yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
And I guess, therefore, that's a testament to how prematurely Matthew Perry's passed away and how shocked everybody was when the news first broke. And obviously, we could have talked about it in the immediate aftermath, but it felt like it was genuinely a death that, you know, people needed a bit of time just to get their head around.
Yeah, I mean, I find the whole thing, I didn't quite know how to deal with it, to be honest. I don't know about you, but I got quite a lot of calls from sort of media outlets and TV and radio stations wanting me to go on and talk about it. And I just thought, I don't want to do that right now. That feels, I mean, it's such a strange thing, isn't it, being on the other side of it? Because you see, when celebrities die all the time, there's news coverage, isn't there? And there's people paying tribute. And it just, I couldn't bring myself to do it because it felt a bit weird. It felt a bit icky. Do you know what I mean?
I think as well that there's a sort of internal conflict that people have had in terms of like how appropriate it is, or it can be made to feel like feeling like you're grieving for someone that you were such a big fan of, particularly when obviously there are some much bigger things happening in the world day to day on a bigger scale, affecting people. But I think it's like, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive, right? Like there's still a place, some sense in feeling grief for someone that you had a lot of affection for, regardless of whether you met them or not. There's this sort of grief policing that often happens when celebrities pass away, particularly prematurely. And whatever you kind of felt is legitimate, I guess.
Oh, 100%. That's 100% legitimate. I think no matter what happens, people are always, there's always going to be people on the internet saying something either way, isn't there? There's people going to be saying that you shouldn't be grieving because you didn't know someone, or you should be grieving more for this, that, or the other reason. And frankly, I think everybody just has their own experiences, don't they? And even within our little community of friends, fans, and friends, I say fans, let's call us what we are, Pete, friends, absolute nerds. We're right at the top end, aren't we? But even within our community, there'll be people that felt it differently, people that discovered it at different times in their lives, people who related, for example, probably to Chandler's character more than others, and people that didn't relate to Chandler as much, and people actually in the last few years that saw a different side of Matthew Perry himself, you know, since the book came out and since all this advocating for addicts and all that sort of stuff. So I think everybody, even within this little community that we have, will have felt it differently, right? And will have felt affected in a different way. And everybody's just got to be allowed to deal with it in their own way, I think.
Yeah, and we're going to keep this super simple kind of in premise today, because we just had so many messages, many of which you can read on the Friends with Friends Instagram, or may already have read on Friends with Friends Instagram, but we were sent a lot of messages sort of privately too. I think naturally, perhaps it felt like a sort of a lightning rod for people to, you know, contact the old Friends with Friends Instagram, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And actually, I think for me, that was almost more emotional reading people's stories about it than hearing the news itself. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got people's real sort of visceral personal experiences with it and what he meant to them. And for me, I got quite emotional reading some of those messages, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And all the messages that we might share here are ones that are publicly viewed on Instagram. So we're not sharing anything that anybody's just sent privately, you know?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely. Should we start with Melissa's message?
Go for it.
Melissa, hi both. The news about Matthew Perry was devastating. I reached out for my phone and my husband David said, before you do, a heads up, there's been some really sad news. And I know you'll find out immediately when you see who's trending. Tears just poured that day. Friends had such a significant impact on my life for 25 years, starting watching around 1998 when I was 8. Both David and I grew up with it, bonded over it when we got together, constantly quoted to each other, and a few of Chandler's words from The One with the Proposal did even come up in David's vows on our wedding day.
Love that.
I know, right? This clearly means a lot to both of you, right? The idea we might lose any of the six of them was almost unthinkable. Friends is so present, you almost feel like you know them. We knew about Matthew Perry's severe struggles with addiction over the years and was heartened to see him wanting to continue to help others and live well. He was so talented, influential, quick-witted, energetic, and naturally funny with amazing delivery and timing. And we're just so sad he's gone. Yeah, I mean, I think you've distilled a lot of people's thoughts and emotions into a paragraph there, Melissa. Especially, I think it is such a big thing, isn't it, for a lot of couples, a lot of families, a lot of siblings. I know me and my sister share that, you know, that sort of almost second language of friends quoting, you know? And it's hard to know if, because Matthew Perry, because Chandler had so many of those quotable lines, didn't he? Like, so many of those little one-liners and those things that stick with you are Chandler lines that I wonder if that had even more of an impact that it was Matthew Perry, you know?
Yeah, I think in the couple of weeks since he died as well, the sort of understandable pause between that happening and the kind of more personal statements from the other members of the cast as well.
I think
you kind of still see in the last couple of days, I think, Jennifer Aniston's post. Mm. And you just kind of get a real kind of idea of how, like, his humour and his desire to make people laugh is one of the first things that those who really knew him best reference on each occasion.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Kat says he didn't just have the witty ad-libs and perfect comedy delivery. Matthew had comedy in his bones. His physicality provided some of the most memorable Friends moments for me, lifted the show to another dimension beyond just good writing and acting. Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, isn't it? And something that has really come into focus in the past couple of weeks. Also, his sensitivity stood out, moments of tenderness and vulnerability in the show, which seemed to come from a deep place within him. I think he must not have possibly understood how appreciated he was by the Friends audience, how much we were rooting for him to do well and be well in himself. Rest in peace. You are part of our family and we'll miss you.
I really like this message from Antonis as well, who is a Friends with Friends regular. Matthew and the rest of the cast of Friends, Antonis says, are really important for me. As a kid growing up in Greece, the show taught me how to speak English. A simple dialogue and absence of slang language was perfect for me. Other than that, Chandler has to be the most believable character in the series, vulnerable with real life problems caused by his past, and the one who made the biggest progress along the way. Matthew Perry lent him some of his personal drama. Comedy at its finest. We'll miss you, Matty. It feels like I knew you.
Yeah, that, I think people are struggling a lot with that sense of, we didn't know him, but we really felt like we did know him. And we didn't know actually Matthew Perry, but we felt we knew Chandler. And it's such a sort of complex set of emotions, actually, isn't it? When someone can be so distant in reality, but so sort of close emotionally, you know?
Have you watched any Friends since?
Yeah, it's really strange, isn't it?
I haven't done it yet. No, I've not sort of actively avoided it. I've just not had the opportunity to watch over the last couple of weeks. And obviously when we're doing more and more Friends with Friends over the next few weeks and months, then I will do. But I'm really curious to know how it at least initially feels watching.
Like sort of just really, I can't think of the word, but it's not unnerving, but it's almost, you know, it's just so strange to watch it. It really is. And I don't think I watched some maybe the day after that just happened to be on the telly, and it didn't quite hit. You know, there's quite a lot of clips going on the news that first couple of days, weren't there? And that didn't quite hit. But I think since then, when I've just sort of sat down to pop it on, you go, oh, no, that really is a big shift in how you perceive the show now, and a big shift in how it speaks to you. So yeah, when you do watch it for the first time, Pete, which will probably be next week, let's face it, for the new series.
And that's such like a big fundamental change in the reason why people watch Friends, right? Yeah. Like it's, you watch it, people watch it routinely time after time and have done for so many years because of the kind of, I kept hearing the word comfort around the time that he died. And it's so strange to have that kind of, to have a cloud over that comfort, at least hopefully temporarily. And I'm sure people will switch to a place of kind of, you know, being able to appreciate how funny he was and still feeling comfort from it. But so soon after, it's really odd that there's that big difference in the kind of experience of watching a show that people were taking comfort in for so long.
Yeah, I think so. And I think hopefully people will be able to approach it in the way of knowing, you know, sort of keeping his memory alive by knowing what comfort he and the rest of them did bring to and continue to bring to people's lives, you know. So I think hopefully there's a way people are going to be able to frame that within their own heads as they watch it, because that's really the way to keep his contribution to it and to everybody's lives with us, even though he's sadly gone. A couple more of your messages that really touched us, actually. Kelly, I feel weird about how sad I felt and still feel. I think being 34, this man was in my living room at my parents' house, my first rented house, and now the house I own. When I go back to my parents, it's on in the background. When I feel ill, it's my comfort show. When I wander into my teenage daughter's room, Friends is still blasting out. It's passed down and it's still funny and heartwarming all these years later. Nobody is evil. There's no bad guy. Brackets, except Ross's boss who ate a sandwich. I hate him. And you don't get that anymore in TV, where you want them just all to succeed. Chandler was there, saying quick lines we all wished we could think of on the fly. He really was the best at delivering those lines. His voice is etched in our memories. I still haven't watched Friends since I heard the news, and it's on RTV every day, usually. I'm really worried it won't feel the same. Well, hopefully, Kelly, you can sort of take what we were just saying a couple of minutes ago and use that to keep the memory of Matthew Perry alive keep that with you as your comfort thing as you go forward.
One last message. This one's from Chantal. He says, I was out shopping with my family. I got a message from my brother and ignored it. Then I got a message from a friend at work, which never happens. So I read it and then just stood there in the middle of the shops. My family had wandered off, so I was all alone at that point in time. I eventually told my husband, but I couldn't even say it properly. I'm pretty sure I just showed him the message and then just cried, walking through the shops crying and with my kids wondering what was wrong with mummy. I sat in the car and cried. We got home and I didn't know what to do. So I said I was going to the local Target, that's a supermarket for non-US listeners, and purchased his book. I'm up to where he's just been cast in the role of Chandler. The sadness I felt on Sunday, it was as if it was deep in my soul. I've watched Friends that many times I can say the lines before the actors do. It's my comfort show to put me to sleep. It's my go-to when I'm feeling really anxious. The world will forever miss you. Rest in peace, Matt Man, says Chantel.
Yeah. And I think that sums it up, doesn't it? Thank you for all your messages. Like Pete says, there's loads of them underneath the little tribute post we put up when Matthew Perry died. So do have a little read of some of those messages. They are really heartwarming tributes, personal experiences, and don't read them if you're feeling a little bit emotionally vulnerable, I would say, because they will get you. We thought we'd end this episode, though, Pete, didn't we, with a little bit of a just reflection on some of our best Matthew Perry and Friends moments, because it's an interesting one, this, actually, because Matthew Perry's towards the end, what was the end of his life, did sort of say, I hope I'm not just remembered for Friends. I hope I'm remembered for much more and all the work I do around addiction and all that sort of stuff. And obviously, that's much, much more important in the grand scheme of things. But I think, you know, within our little community and within this podcast especially, it's fair game, isn't it, to look at some of his best Chandler moments, because that is really what brought him to all of us and what sort of bonds all of us with Matthew Perry's experience, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it seems strange as a gear shift to just go from all these deeply moving tributes to some of my favourite moments, but I think it is the nicest way to try and remember him. And a few just sprang to mind. Firstly, I don't know why this one sticks in my head, but when is that the Seagulls, Pete? The Seagulls are back.
Yeah, do you know what? I haven't heard the Seagulls for quite a while. They seem to have just come back specifically for Friends with Friends.
Oh, there you go. They're podcast Seagulls. That's good to know.
Yeah. I hire them in.
You've just got sound effects, haven't you? I admit it.
Yeah.
The scene that I love so much, and it's such a strange Friend scene, is when Chandler bumps into Janice in the supermarket and pretends he's on his way to a party in Chelsea, of a woman called Chelsea, the barley party, and he's holding what kind of party serves barley. There's just something about that whole scene. And I think Kat said it earlier, and a couple of my friends' favourite Chandler moments actually are where he shows this sort of slight emotional vulnerability, but Chandler really trying to get his head around this Janice situation, and when he puts on his little fake British accent and all that sort of stuff, just really makes me laugh. And then another clip I watched really recently, which really just makes me laugh so much, and I think it sort of epitomises Matthew Perry, is, you know, that cold open where he's just chasing Kathy down the street?
Yeah.
And just so much in that. It's so physical, but just the sauce, the dogs, the garbage, all that, and then that little noise and
the sauce and the dogs.
That's how he'll be remembered, the sauce and the dogs. And then he just gets to her and just goes, I just wanted to say hey, and makes this face and this noise. And oh man, I think it's all of Matthew Perry's absolute finest work. Physicality, comic timing, you know, it's just a one-man scene, that, you know.
Yeah, I think there's so many different examples of his different skills as well. Like, that's obviously quite a physical thing. His delivery of lines has been mentioned so much. I also love the kind of combination of the two, where I love the reciting of the tale with Jack Geller in the sauna and everything with the, and it was really steamy. And his sort of narration of that happening too. There's so many different styles of, well, funny that he was able to just tap into it with such ease.
And then, but I think my favourite sort of overall Chandler moment combines all the funny with all the emotional vulnerability that Kat mentioned earlier. And it's the one where Heckles dies. And I think there's so much funny in that, but also it just shows, Matthew Perry shows such vulnerability. And that line right at the end of that episode where he just sort of looks and goes, goodbye, Mr. Heckles, we'll try to keep it down. I just think the way he delivers that after everything that's been happening in that episode is so perfect and very moving. And that was actually the first line that came to my head, the first moment that came to my head when it happened. And we'll remember him, won't we, Peter? Not only for that sort of emotional vulnerability, but also just all the joy he's brought us over the years. And we'll continue to do so. And like we say, make his memory live on forever, and I'm sure it will, especially in the minds of anyone listening to this.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a really quick break, and then when we're back in just a second, we'll look ahead to more Friends of Friends. Right. Well, thank you for your patience, because, of course, we would have been back with Friends with Friends, a new series. Well, we would have been back for a few weeks by now, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
Dave?
We would.
But understandably, much like a lot of people find it difficult to watch Friends, we thought that people might find it difficult to listen to Friends with Friends in the immediate aftermath. But, Dave, as of next week, we are back with a new series of Friends with Friends.
OMG. That's exciting, isn't it?
Hey, do you want an exclusive reveal of... Well, actually, we can have one of our... This should probably be an off-air conversations on...
Oh, yeah. I love those. They're my fave. Go on.
So the first episode back is the one where Rachel has a baby.
Is it?
But that's a two-parter.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to do both episodes? Do you want to come back with a chunky Friends with Friends going through two episodes? Or like, what do you want to do?
Oh, crikey Moses. No, I think there's going to be too much in that. There's a lot in those episodes, right?
Okay, so do you want to do the one where Rachel has a baby part one?
Yes, correct. And then Great. We do the one where Rachel has a baby part two.
The week after?
Yeah, I reckon, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea,
that's
isn't it?
Sensible. Otherwise, it'll be long and rambly and no one will want to listen to the whole thing, you know?
Okay, well, that saves us a WhatsApp chat over the next few days.
Happy days. Also, so what season is this? 11?
10.
10. Oh, I see. A friend of friends. Good, fine. So I was looking at the wrong spreadsheet earlier when I texted you about an episode that I thought we were doing. Well, that's good to know.
Yes, well, you were about to watch it before I reminded you that it wasn't until next week, and it was also the wrong episode. As you can tell, we're ready to return.
It would have been absolutely awful, but also peak Friends with Friends if you turned up to do a lovely heartfelt tribute to Matthew Perry and I was just
what
there
about those rats, eh?
I was there talking about Phoebe's rats.
Yeah.
Crikey Moses, there we go, eh? Well, yeah, that's a little exclusive for in about 7 months time, the first episode of season 11, eh?
Yeah, spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, so we'll be back next week, eh? With the
In
one...
fact, it won't be, because if we're splitting...
Fuck off!
If we're splitting the one where Rachel has a baby into two, then no. That will no longer be the first episode of Series 11.
Oh, shambles. A shambles all round. Okay, well,
I better go look at the spreadsheet.
We are back with a plomb, I'd say.
And what episode is it, Dave?
The one with the thing with the trinkets.
Part one.
Part one. All the best.
Bye.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute. Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.